Using cold reading to gain important insights about others. Gathering information about other people you're dealing with or working with can help you achieve stronger results in business and in life. But it's not always easy to get the answers you seek. Here's a technique for getting at the insights you need to win big. All this and more on today's episode of Let's Make Work Optional.
Welcome to this episode of Let's Make Work Optional with True Wealth & Company in Overland Park, Kansas. True Wealth & Company incorporates strategies and products of the super rich to help you reach your financial goals and make work optional. And now, here's Brian Sarf, President and CEO of True Wealth & Company.
Welcome to Let's Make Work Optional. I'm Brian Sarf. With me this week is Brian Paulson. We're here every Tuesday at 5 a.m., and I hope you are too. You can find the Let's Make Work Optional podcast on iTunes, Anchor.fm, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Today we're going to talk about cold reading, and the key takeaways are the cold reading skills that can give you a big advantage in a wide variety of negotiation situations. Cold reading is rooted in your ability to make calculated, educated assumptions about others and follow up with statements and questions that confirm or deny your assumptions as you're getting to meet folks. Paulson, welcome to the podcast today. What you got to add into this bad boy topic we have of cold reading?
So you say that today we're going to talk about cold reading?
Yes.
And that's a good thing?
Yes.
Just practicing the skill set we're talking about right here. Tell you what, I read this thing, and if you're a parent and it's hard to get the kids to tell you what you did today at school, this podcast is for you as well. It's a good series of questions that'll pull it out of those kids too.
Well, because in our day-to-day life, we have to interact with a lot of people that we don't know. And we have to talk to, whether you're buying a car, whether you're financing a house, whether you're trying to negotiate a business deal, land a new client, meet on site at a client's office, do a consulting workshop, present a seminar. If you're just networking and that, you have all these situations where the person you're talking to that you may not know as much about them. We have one great tool, which is LinkedIn and Facebook, that you can pop on and learn about somebody where 20 years ago, you didn't have that detail out there. Now you have their resume is pretty much in front of you. So read that is a good way to start. See who you have in common. And then you can always call other people on your list that you know really well who might know the other person and say, hey, I'm going to sit down today and talk with Brian Paulson and do a podcast. What do you know about this guy? And that will help you as well get to know them. But if you don't have LinkedIn and you don't have anybody you know that knows the person, you're really sitting down with somebody who's completely outside of your circle, then you can use some of these skills to help you really gather some information of asking some questions and trying to learn more about them as you're talking and visiting and trying to get to know them for whatever it might be that you're using. I know that this information here was curated by AES Nation, and they interviewed a lot of super rich individuals that are at $500 million in net worth or more. And what they found was many of the self-made super rich regularly use this cold reading in their interactions with others to generate successful results for themselves and build more personal wealth. So we're going to talk about these today and share the techniques with you.
You were at an interesting workshop last week, and I thought one of the great stories to break the ice, and we're talking, this is the first step is getting to high probability guesswork.
Yes.
Just kind of break the ice and get the conversation going. Love the fact that there were two questions they said that you should ask to start any interaction. If you're in a business situation interacting with another person, what were those two questions?
So number one is, how are you doing on time? And number two is, what would you hope the outcome of today's visit would be?
Which is brilliant, right? Most people try to get into rapport building and getting to know more about the individual, but people's time is valuable. What are we trying to get to? What's the outcome of this interaction that you would be phenomenally happy with?
Well, there are times when I've set aside an hour and a half to visit with somebody when they come in, but they may be hectic coming in the door. Now, I don't know that by sitting down, but they, let's say they just got here, they're coming in to visit. They want to visit. It's important, but they've got to get out the door. And when I ask them the question, hey, how are you doing for time today? And they go, man, there's no way I can go an hour and a half. Can we cut it at 55 minutes? I've got to be on the road at so-and-so to get to lunch to do whatever the next item is on their list. Well, knowing that gets us down to business, and we can really get into and be productive and focused in that time, because the business owners and the individuals we work with, they don't have unlimited time. Nobody does, and it's really important. The second is what outcome they hope to achieve from today's visit. It gives me an insight of what's on their mind since the last time we talked, what's most pressing to them, what questions they have. And it's really important that I have a preliminary agenda that maybe I'm going to go over, but then I know what I can add to that, that preliminary agenda that's important to them, that's on their mind, that they really want to talk about today. And it could have been something they were talking about with their spouse or their business owner or their CPA. Who knows what it is, but it triggers them that this is, oh, I need to add this to the list. I can't forget to talk about this. And how many times we've all done it when you leave the doctor's office, the CPA's office, or something important meeting, and you go, doggone it, I totally forgot to ask them so-and-so question. And hopefully that will bring that to the forefront with those two questions.
Today, we're hoping that the ideal outcome from today is to have a good podcast that explains these techniques.
That's correct.
Correct?
Yeah.
Why is that important to you?
What's important to me, we want to share with our listening audience techniques that we know that have worked for us, techniques that we know have worked for others in building a more successful business life and building wealth, which is, at the end of the day, you've got to build wealth to make work optional. And I don't know any other way to do it.
So give me a couple of things that you think are going to be impactful to people. Why do they want to listen to that?
To make better decisions on their feet when they're meeting somebody for the first time. And number two, to stay focused to the task at hand and not to wander off, and I call it rabbit holing, that you go off in left field or you get distracted by something. And it's easy to be distracted this day and age with your cell phone and beeps and vibrations and everything going off, but to stay focused on that meeting and to make the most of the time you're going to have together.
So do you have any concerns about sharing that information? What do you think might derail the interest level there?
People who don't care how they interact with others. If you don't really care how you interact with others, you don't care how you're perceived, you don't care to learn about other people, and you don't really care to advance your career or your business life, then this is going to be a really boring podcast. You probably ought to just shut it off and rock and roll out of here. But if it's important to you, then you want to stay tuned in and learn some of these, because they've been highly beneficial for our business. They've been highly beneficial for the successful business owners that we talk with.
So Sarf has been smiling as I've been asking these questions, because that is the technique. You know, you ask the question, you get them started on what would make this a phenomenal meeting, what's the outcome, and then you try and just work around assumptions that you think you're making based on what you're hearing and ask clarifying questions that you can dig into. I think it's a lot like I used to crack up at the old Bud Light commercial. There was a psychologist in the chair, and he said, "And how does that make you feel?" And the person would respond, and he said, "And how does that make you feel?" It's like, come on. But that's how you can that's how you can have these conversations. Get them talking.
Well, the cold reading starts with, if you really sit down with somebody, don't know anything about them, then you have verbal cues that you can share. They're called cold reading prompts of a phrase you can say, like what Brian's been doing with me. Then you're going to get an insight. From those insights, you're either going to be right, you're going to be maybe right, and you're going to be wrong. Or really wrong. And then you have to go back and use high probability guesswork, that when you ask a question, was I on track or off track? And if I was on track, then maybe I can ask a more impactful question to dig deeper. Or if I was off track, I need to ask a different cold reading prompt. And then through that process, you'll get to a strong business position to develop a win-win for the person you're with, because it's not about win-lose. It's about, how do I develop a win-win by better knowing the person across the table with me, better understanding what's important to them, better understanding their values as we walk through talking about life and talking about it. And when I look at it from a position of wealth, there are three big areas that stick out that are going to help you, I shouldn't say just from wealth, but in business, is health and well-being, of knowing the health of somebody and their well-being and what's going on in their life. That can help you from a perspective to know who you're talking with and what's important to them and what's on their mind. The second are family matters. I know in business that if any of my clients are having an issue with any of their kids, I don't care what else is priority. Kids are number one and everything else goes to the bottom of the list. So I can come into a meeting with all these things I want to talk about. And if they're having problems with their kids, whether they're young, middle-aged, or older, that'll derail the entire meeting, and we're going to talk about their kids and try and figure out what we can do for that. And then the third is just, how are they doing in their business and financial affairs? And this goes for anybody in business dealings. These three areas really help you figure out where you're coming from when you're going to talk and visit with somebody. You start with the cold reading prompts are making a statement. You use fuzzy facts, and you can make a Barnum statement to build rapport. So you make a statement that you're going to say something that the person can respond to. It's often much easier to get someone to react and respond to a declarative statement than to tend to respond to questions of saying, like, it tends to be difficult finding enough time for your family and running your business, and then just see what somebody says. Or, hey man, as we get older, we get to see the inside of doctors' offices more and more.
And the key is, throw it out there
and be quiet. Yeah.
Just let it marinate. Let that. Yes. Eventually, they will respond to it.
It's hard to allow silence in a conversation, but it's so powerful for conversation because they're thinking of a response, and they'll eventually will visit with you. The next one is dealing with the ways technology keeps changing the industry is a struggle. So you make a declarative statement, something that you feel to be true or feel that might be true with the person you're visiting with, and you see what they talk about. So in the first one is, it tends to be difficult finding enough time for your family and running your business. Well, like, oh, man, yeah, lately I've been working 80-hour weeks. I haven't been had time for the weekends. I haven't been able to go work out much. I've been staying up late, and I've been eating unhealthy and blah, blah, blah. And I got to get back on my normal track because it's just really been a hectic time at business. Well, if you're talking about introducing a new program to that person that's going to make it even more hectic, what are the chances if they're already hectic that they're going to want your new solution to add on to their life? Unless it's something that's going to reduce their stress and hectic nature of their business, then you probably ought to skip that item.
But at that point, you are making an informed assumption.
That's right.
So it's better, instead of jumping to, well, I can reduce your time, to have a follow-up of, well, tell me about that. What is the right amount of time? I mean, when did you feel comfortable? Does your family agree with that? Would that make them more comfortable? And then what's prohibiting you from freeing that time up? Dig a little bit deeper on, and that will really uncover that nugget of what's behind it.
And then you make what's called a Barnum statement. So you have your fuzzy facts where you're making a statement. And then the Barnum statement is to come back and say, well, it sounds like it's really hard for you right now to manage everything on your plate. And they may or may not talk some more about that, but it's allowing you through declarative statements, rather than asking questions, to open conversation and to try and get to know the other person you're with, of rather than saying, so how are you managing your time, Brian? People sometimes don't want to answer the question, but if you can make a declarative statement, you can open that dialogue.
Yeah, how does that make you feel? It sounds like, I think I'm hearing, basically creates that rapport that, hey, this person's really listening and is trying to understand me. They're very neutral statements, mm-hmm. so that you're not pressing, and it creates this ability for the person to open up and get comfortable.
And then you have the next part is adding on an incidental question at the end. And all of these are ways just to begin the cold reading process and to ask some questions from different angles. You could say, if you're talking with somebody, you know, let's say I'm talking about somebody and I'm really wanting to know if they're worried about their kids and college and saving for education, I may say, you know, these days more and more parents are worried about their kids' future. Are you among those parents? And they may say, I'm kind of worried about it, but I think we've done well from this perspective, this perspective, this perspective. I think we have it all taken care of. Or you can say, these days more and more we're worried about what could be around the corner. And when we look at estate planning of wills and trusts, we find a lot of people don't have theirs in order. Do you have your will and trust documents in order?
What's that?
Yeah. What's an attorney? I don't know. Another one would be, a lot of people in the industry are very concerned that their companies are going to be hit with more personal problems. Does that sound right? And does that sound right is that incidental question at the end. And so you can use it in any dealing you have, any statement that you read in a headline or in an article. You can just add at the end of it, are you among those parents? Does that sound right? You can relate, can't you? How about you?
What's phenomenal about that is it really doesn't matter if the answer is yes or no. You've now taken a general statement, and now you know 50% is not applicable. Now you can focus on the other 50. So are you worried about your kids' future? Is that your primary concern? Not really. Fantastic. What are your top concerns? Mm-hmm. You've just cut out half the conversation.
And so these cold reading techniques just help you ask some great questions, make some statements, and begin that conversation as you get to know somebody. Because a lot of times, in a lot of situations, as we're in those, you just can't come out and ask the question you want to ask. You got to tenderly walk around it. So when you get those insights and you're doing that cold reading, that you're able to better understand the people you're dealing with, and by understanding their major concerns and priorities and how you fit into them, then you can become a better negotiator. And here's an example from some of their research. If the other person is in great need of money and has limited options, you're positioned that you could be able to close a deal more favorable to yourself. So if you are talking with a business owner or buying a business or buying something from them, and if you know that they've been to the bank and they've exhausted all their options, they need money for whatever it is, then you're going to be able to get it for a better price in that situation. And you can use that to come through. And what you're setting up is that you're going to provide them capital that they need. And so those insights allow you to help somebody. it sets the stage for them to help you down the road because the law of reciprocity is there. And it develops a win-win situation for both of you when you're walking through, getting to know each other and trying to work through whatever that negotiation may be. Maybe it's with your 15-year-old son or daughter that you've got to negotiate with. And sometimes it's like cold reading them because their personalities change as teenagers. Or it can be at the office. It can be with business.
Could be your spouse.
It could be. It's really, really great insights in how to better communicate with those around you that you care about and that you're doing business with.
Yeah, that's the key. It's better communication. It's not trying to sell. You become better at sales and negotiating simply by being a better communicator, but it's all through clarifying questions. Don't make assumptions.
And I think the other part of it is when you're really getting to know somebody, that I like to, when I'm first getting to know somebody, is that I'm only talking, and I know on the podcast I have to talk the whole time here because you can't talk back to me through your...
Oh, I talk back to you. I talk back to you in my head.
I'd love to have it. But I only try and talk 20 or 30% of the time and listen 70 to 80%. It's taken me a long time to get to that point where I can listen and really get to know what's going on and what's important to somebody, of knowing their process. We walk through is understanding their values, their goals, the most important relationships in their life, their assets and how they have them positioned, the advisors they work with, the process that they follow, and their interests for themselves, their family, and their life. And it's knowing all those, family first, then work, then your experiences in life, and then you look at how we can have the best return on life possible with the money they have and they're going to save, and how do we walk through that? Well, that's really a process that we follow, really getting to know somebody and talk with them and help them kind of uncover what's most important to them and then build a plan to go and achieve it and make work optional.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it'd be easy in our industry to make assumptions. You need to max out your 401k. You need to put money into a Roth. You need to do this. You need to do that. And spout facts. But one size fits all. The reality is that your plan should be unique to you. And it should be tied to your goals. And the only way that you're going to have that is if somebody's listening. And the other important thing is you've got to be willing to share. Don't bottle stuff up. If you're working with a trusted advisor, speak what's on your mind. There's no reason to hold back.
Don't make assumptions. Assumptions ruin the deal. They don't work at all to have to assume where you think somebody's going to go. I've asked the question. Clarify what you heard. And if you made an assumption, say, so does that mean so-and-so? No, that doesn't mean that at all. Or yeah, that's right. But clarify it before you just assume that's which way they're going to go, because you can be surprised more often than not. Any closing thoughts, Mr. Paulson, as we wrap up today?
That was my closing thought.
Boom, he hit it out of the park.
Done.
Thanks for listening to Let's Make Work Optional from True Wealth & Company. I'm your host, Brian Sarf. With me this week has been
Ryan Paulson.
We'll be back next Tuesday morning at 5 a.m. Be sure to spread the word about this podcast to your friends and family, and don't keep us a secret. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, connect with us on LinkedIn, and don't ever forget, invest wisely, save early, and give generously. Let's make work optional.
You've been listening to Let's Make Work Optional from True Wealth & Company. Visit us online at retirewithtrue.com or call 913-653-TRUE. That's 913-653-8783. All matters discussed during this program are for informational purposes only. This podcast in no way shall be construed as a solicitation to sell securities or advisory services to residents in any other state than Kansas or where otherwise prohibited. Topics should be discussed with your advisor prior to implementation. Advisory and insurance services offered through True Wealth & Company, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas.